وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وأنه هو أضحك وأبكى. صدق الله مولانا القوم. In this ayat kareema, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, it is only Allah ta'ala who makes you laugh and who makes you cry. Even your emotions are fully in the control of Allah ta'ala. It is not that we have some occasion of making jokes and then we make ourselves happy and we laugh. In that also, if Allah wants to make you cry, He can make you cry. And وَأَنَّهُ هُوَ أَضْحَكَ وَأَبْكَى وَأَنَّهُ هُوَ أَمَاتَ وَأَحْيَى. And it is only Allah who gives mort and who gives life also. Everything is solely and only in the control of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, in His extreme kindness and mercy, grants us many occasions of joy and happiness. Like, for example, today the Eid of Eid al-Adha. It's naturally an occasion of joy and happiness to a mu'min. The same way with Eid al-Fitr, the Eid after Ramzan. When there is an occasion in the family, there is a nikah, a wedding, there is a child born, walima takes place after that. All those are occasions of great joy and pleasure. Also, Allah gives a person a new motor car, a new house, a good business, whatever it is. When he makes nikah of his children, these are all occasions of joy which Allah Ta'ala grants to the people in general. And to the believers, the occasions of joy, of deen, Allah Ta'ala grants them. And in spite of our many, many shortcomings, how many of our sons, how indifferent we are to Allah, how unthankful we are to Allah Ta'ala, how disobedient we are to Allah Ta'ala, but Allah, in His great kindness and His great mercy, still keeps on blessing us year in and year out with these occasions of joy. Today is also Eid, needs an occasion of joy, an occasion of pleasure and enjoyment. And everyone, the family gets together. Many cases, the extended family gets together. On this occasion, the Qurbani that will be taking place, and Alhamdulillah, which is increasing, that almost in every home, there is Qurbani taking place. And everyone is happy about it. So these are those occasions which Allah Ta'ala gives us. But we should consider from our side, how do we appreciate these occasions of joy. Really, if we can see, first of all, we don't deserve them. We are so disobedient of Allah, mindful of Allah Ta'ala, of the commandments of Allah, but still Allah gives us these occasions. And then, what appreciation do we show? Our appreciation is that for Eid namaz now, Alhamdulillah, our whole Eidgah will be full. And everywhere you'll hear people talking in the Eidgah, so many people, hundreds of people, thousands of people had gathered. But for Fajr this morning, which the crowd, Alhamdulillah, is more on an Eid's day. But compared to other days, where is our Fajr? Today is Zohar time, the number of people who are making Eid. And Eid namaz is wajib. Zohar namaz is faraz. How many of us will be there? Zohar jamaat is wajib unless there isn't a shari excuse. Just like Eid namaz is wajib, Zohar to read it with jamaat in the masjid is also wajib unless a person is excused. But how many of us will be there? And Asr time, the crowd or the graph goes right down Asr time. Maghrib, it will pick up again a little bit. Isha, again it goes down. Tomorrow morning, Fajr, the graph will be right down again. So is this how we appreciate this occasions of joy which we did not deserve, Allah gave it to us. Is this the way we appreciate it? No, we should see our fajr, all our five times namaz are farz for us to make. To make it with jamaat is wajib. So we pay lot of attention, which is a great thing also, and which is, Allah appreciates very greatly how Allah loves all the people coming to the Eidgah. But this is, after all, it is a wajib namaz. And the farz namazes, we are so indifferent to them. So we should try and put our priorities in order and show our appreciation to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. If a father gives a beautiful motor car worth 1.5-2 million rand to his son, and he tells him there is a gift for you, and what does the son do? He makes it a foul run, a hawk. He puts fouls in that car. And it's such an expensive car, and he hasn't appreciated it. He put fouls in there, he's throwing foul food in there, and then they are messing the car. And it's such an expensive car, but how? The day of Eid and the occasions of joy which Allah gives is more better than billions rands of cars or houses. And our unappreciativeness, our indifference is even worse than like putting fouls into that car. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that we appreciate these great ni'mats which Allah gives us year in and year out. And we use them as Allah wants us to use them. These occasions are not to express our joy as we want to. This joy also Allah has given it. Express it also as Allah Ta'ala wants us to express it. Not how we want to. Qurbani, which is a great ibadat also, and which alhamdulillah, by and large, people more and more are engaging in this great auspicious ibadat of Qurbani. But at the same time, let us not do the Qurbani also in the wrong way. We should do it in the tariqah of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. Today, unfortunately, it has become common that our Qurbani, the whole thing is videoed also. Photos are taken also. Then on this occasion of joy, there is intermingling of the sexes also where it is not allowed. No parda is observed. All the men and women, amongst whom there had to be parda, even in the family, there are certain restrictions, and there are certain latitudes also in Sharia, where certain people there isn't parda with, where certain people there is, but we openly, flagrantly violate the law of Allah Ta'ala. And we do the Qurbani also, we video the whole thing, we take photos of it, etc. This also should not be the case. How many spend it in other guna, watching some movies? Even today, so sad to say that good people also, from the correspondence that we receive, on very special occasions, they are still watching porn also. And so these are things that Allah has given us such great occasions, and we should not show our disappreciation. And we should not show that we just don't care. And remember, in the ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, He is the only one who makes you laugh also and makes you cry also. If a person is unappreciative, may Allah forbid, may Allah protect us, He must not show us the days that we have to start crying also. What happens then in the family with all the wrong that we do? And then if Allah's azab has to come, Allah's azab is a very great thing, may Allah save us. But the warnings of Allah are also very severe. If Allah has to send His warnings to us also, like a person gets a summons, a person gets a lawyer's letter, already that person starts feeling uneasy. It's only still a lawyer's letter. Just a summons that he has received, he already starts feeling uneasy. So like that, if Allah has to send us a summons from His side, so these are occasions of great joy from Allah Ta'ala. Maulana Salim Dhorat Sahib explains that these occasions of joy, the expression of the joy must also be done how Allah Ta'ala wants us to do it. Take for example the glorious example of Hazrat Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi. In the month of Ramadan, he used to make 61 khatams of the Quran Sharif. Every day one khatam, every night one khatam, which is 60. One in Taraweeh, 61. Then on the day of Eid of Ramzan, one khatam during that night and one khatam during the day again. Another two khatams. These are the things by which Allah becomes happy. It comes in the Hadith Sharif that glorify, beautify your Eid with Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, with Tasbihat, beautify your Eid. We want to beautify our Eid with our clothing. Women beautify the Eid with all their cosmetics, etc. The real beauty is the obedience of Allah. And priority in that also is very important. Many of us, we are particular Eid day, we'll take out the list of the sunnats of Eid. And we follow those sunnats, which is meritorious, which is very good. But if Zuhr time we are not there for the faras, then our priorities are not in order. We are following the sunnats, but Asr time we are not there for namaz. For Asr, then our priorities are not in order. It is extremely essential that we get our priorities in order. So these days of Eid, we should appreciate very greatly. And also, it comes in the one email that I just received yesterday. Somebody forwarded it. This is from, it looks like it was a South African who has settled in Australia now. And he implores the Muslims of South Africa not to take Qurbani for granted. That we just take it for granted, so easy it is for us. Really, no real regulations or anything for us to make our Qurbani. Appreciate this great gift. This is another great gift of Allah Ta'ala, the making of Qurbani. He writes that in Australia, an ordinary citizen is not permitted to buy a living animal. You are not allowed to buy a living animal. Only that which has been slaughtered in the abattoirs, you can go and buy the meat after it has been slaughtered. But to buy a living animal is not permitted. And then the transporting of the animal, you need so many permits and at a big cost. And it is not permitted at all to slaughter an animal in a residential area. Yeah, we have got no problems whatsoever. Today, inshallah, how many qurbanis will be made? But also, in between, very important that keep hygiene in mind also. Sometimes we find heaps of qurbani skins just left like that. This should not be the case. We have got this latitude, we can make our qurbani, but keep everything clean. As we keep our homes and our yards clean after the qurbani, even our house, we just go and dump the things anywhere. Wherever we think we can dump, we just go and dump the skins, etc. If perhaps the stomachs are still left by us, people didn't come and collect it, we just dump it anywhere. That should not be the case. We should keep our rules and regulations, which Islam has taught us, we should keep them in mind. So anyway, he says further that this year he managed to get a farm and he's going to be slaughtering 7 sheep on his farm. He says for that also, after a lot of paperwork and after a lot of expenses, he's allowed on his farm to slaughter 7 sheep. And he longs for those days when, yeah, Qurbani was so easy for him. And then he says that also will make the Qurbani, but by law, a mobile abattoir will have to come there. Will have to oversee the slaughtering of all those animals. And after slaughtering, they will cut, they will slice, they will freeze it. Only the next day will they release the meat and give it to him. All this at a big expense. For us, alhamdulillah, it is so easy where everyone gets involved. We slaughter. How many of our women also slaughter? Then we clean ourselves, or we have workers, we are there, and the whole family is involved in it. So appreciate. Also, it is Allah's system. As long as people appreciate a ni'mat of Allah, Allah keeps that ni'mat with them. And when we don't appreciate it, Allah takes it away. And when Allah takes it away, He takes it, He won't come personally. He will take it in the form of some government laws and regulations. We will blame the government, we will blame the authorities. But it was our own doing that brought it upon ourselves. So appreciate the ni'mats of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And this Qurbani is a very great ibadat which Allah ta'ala has blessed us with. There, when the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum asked Nabiyya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ma hadhihi al-adhahi ya Rasulallah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is this qurbani all about? What is the reality? Why do we have to make it? What is the significance of it? Nabiyya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, sunnatu abikum Ibrahim. It is the sunnah, and that also speaks volumes. It is the practice of your father, abikum Ibrahim. Ibrahim Khalilullah, the friend of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. This is his practice which is coming down. And this takes us briefly, let us go into the history of this great qurbani. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam was in Iraq, and where he opposed idol worship that was taking place. And also at this we should try and take note that all these evil fitnas which are today in the ummah, they are not new fitnas. They are the old fitnas which just come around again with a different mask. They come in different ways. Idol worship is present today, and we must look into our hearts and see, aren't we also guilty of it? For example, if we think technology is a god that does everything, my computer does everything, my contacts do everything, my know-how, my money, my position, I can do what I want to. So we have ascribed power to things besides Allah Ta'ala. How many people sitting on a minbar like this here will say all the financial matters are in the hands of the Jews? Then if that is the case, what is the meaning of La ilaha illallah? That everything is only in the hands of Allah. But we say it is in the hands of these people. It is in the hands of those people. Everything is solely in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. So we should be careful. And anything that leads towards idol worship, photography is known, is an established historical fact that leads to idol worship. Today almost everyone on his cell phone has got a photo there. Whether it is his baby, his grandchild, whether it is his wife or whoever, but he keeps a photo. How many people in our homes? Allama Yusuf bin Nuri rahmatullah alayh was blessed with the ziyarat to see Nabiyya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam every Thursday night, the night of Friday. One time he was visiting some friends and he did not make ziyarat, did not see Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam in his dream. The following week he asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, last week I did not see you, I was not blessed with your visit. He said, the house you were staying in, there was a photo displayed, and I don't enter the houses where there are photos. Today, everyone, it is common. So we should be very careful of these things. Anyway, it's a long story. Ibrahim alayhi salam was thrown in the fire. Then he left from there and he went to Sham, which is known, which we call Syria. But it is the bigger Syria, which includes Jordan, Palestine, etc. From there, Allah ordered him to leave his wife, his first wife, Hajira, with her son, Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, in Makkah. He visited them regularly on a buraq, such a fast conveyance that comes from the word barq, lightning. It was the speed of that animal was the speed of lightning. Regularly he visited from Sham, to Makkah Sharif, etc. Then Allah commands him, Ya Bunayya, Inni arafil manam, Anni adbahuka. Oh my son, I see Allah has commanded me that I must slaughter you. A very great and valuable point here. Allama Anwar Shah Kashmiri rahmatullah Ali says that Inni adbahuka, I see I am slaughtering you. In Arabic grammar, this is called fa'al mudari, continuous action. I am slaughtering you. That is the command of Allah. The command was not Inni dhabahtuka, that I have slaughtered you, finished. The action of slaughtering I have to do. So he did that with a sharp knife, with all his strength, but by the command of Allah, the throat of Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam was not being cut by the knife. But the command Allah gave him, he fulfilled it completely. And then when that was the case, with a lot of detail in it, then Allah Ta'ala, كَذَٰلِكَ نَجْزِ الْمُحْسِنِينَ, that those who fulfill our command and with sifat-e ihsan, in a beautiful way, knowing our command and to please us, they have fulfilled this command إِنَّ فَدَيْنَاهُ بِذِبْحٍ عَظِيمٍ. We gave him in lieu of that a great sacrificial animal. Which was this animal? When the son of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, Habil, when he sacrificed for Allah Ta'ala a beautiful ram, Allah accepted that sacrifice. And then that sacrifice was alive in Jannah all the time. Roughly perhaps about 4,000 years that animal, that ram was grazing in Jannah. And on this occasion, Jibreel alayhi salam came with that same animal, which was a big, beautiful white ram. Nice big horns, big eyes, and nice, healthy and fat, a nice good animal. Yea, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam brings it. And at this time we should visualize and in our mind keep these pictures in front. At the moment, all the hajis in Mina, keep them in front of us. Just now they were in Arafat, and everywhere, labbaik, Allahumma labbaik, labbaik la sharika laka labbaik, inna alhamda wa ni'mata lak wal mulk la sharika lak. So in this way, and then now visualize the Qurbani Ibrahim alayhi salam is slaughtering, and he hears Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Jibreel alayhi salam calling down, because he will just now slaughter his son actually completely. So he calls the name, and Ibrahim alayhi salam loved Allah, loved the name of Allah. When he looks up, all the malaika celebrating this great success and this great distinction in this past, they all come call out, Allah, la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Then Ibrahim alayhi salam slaughters, Allahu Akbar walillahi alhamd. And it is narrated in Tafsir al-Qurtubi that anyone who makes qurbani according to the way of Ibrahim alayhi salam, even today, he gets the reward of slaughtering his own son for Allah. He slaughters the animal, but the sawab he gets as though he has sacrificed his own son, and with his own hand he has slaughtered his son. May Allah give us the reality of qurbani and let us perform it. And most important, may Allah crown it with acceptance from his side, and may Allah give his full benefits in this world also and in the akhirat also. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alamin.